I grinned, shrugged.
Three.
He nodded. At least three, Mr. Crowe. At least. His hands separated again, palms upward. So you see how my hands are tied. I laughed. I had to. So apparently did everyone else, at the absurdity of the situation, and at our own, each and every one of us. So bizarre. So often. Eyes sparkling, laughter self beautiful. I forced my thoughts and my feelings, and me, away from the idea of that. The leader had resumed.
Do hope you won't be too uncomfortable while I say what little I have to say. In any case, I—
Get on with it, I snapped, hating buddy-buddy while being held. That cooled him off instantly. We all got a lot more tense. The muscles on the hands that held me grew more taut. Good. This was not fun, damn it.
Very well, Mr. Crowe, said the leader stiffly. I shall indeed get on with it. First, let me tell you a little bit about who we are.
He spread his hands wide to indicate not just the immediate throng, but the city itself. And then he gave a speech. It was a pretty good one, and he didn't ease up much either. He really did tell me who they were. And what? They were crewmen and women from the starships, or couples with girls and boys of draft age, or merchants fleeing the growing restrictions of wartime. They were societies against the loss of something or other. They were people who had pushed off into the unknown one step ahead of fleet expansion or two steps ahead of prison. They fled the loss of freedom, the courts, their wives or husbands, their past. Most simply fled the ant war. Quite a few were deserters. Each had or had been deserted. So they crashed their shuttlecraft in the gorge or entire ships along the flatlands under the shale bluffs. Sometimes they left their empty ships in orbit, sometimes the same orbit. The rare night flashes of colliding bulkheads were the sources of much amusement, as well as a small monthly lottery. Many, many died. Many had lived, though, and those folk hung together. Raw and bleeding and desperate, they tacked the tortured metal together and hammered at the bulkheads, and welded and strained and fought and lived. Outer hulls became outer walls. Airlocks became doors. First one battered ship became two battered ships, and then three, and then four. Beside it, another equally ugly configuration began to grow the same way, and then another and another. The first clearing opened into another outer one, and so on, until there was formed the maze. The maze. The maze of dirty, heat-blasted metal and plasteel, through which trod an ever-growing horde. The streets were almost always muddy. So, usually, were the people. Primitive hydroponics kept them alive. Then came other things. And though they were never fully organized in any formal sense, bosses had appeared to make the attempt. The tough guys didn't last long. They rose up and seized control for a while until stabbed or blazed or beaten to death by one-time clerical assistants or pharmacists or third-class drive techs who had come a long way to be rid of such men and would damn well not accept them now.